Hi, friend. Welcome to the Alchemy of the Human Experience, or welcome once again if you've been here before. My name is Giselle Beaumé, and in this podcast, we talk about all things mind, body, and spirit wellness with a strong emphasis on spirit. We are not just our minds, we are not just our bodies, we are spirits having a human experience, and we want to make the best of it in connection to our powers and our connection to the greater consciousness and really coming back to who we are. So as we are getting close to finishing the calendar year of 2023 and entering a new year, and by the way, this episode is going to be applicable at all times, okay? This is not a solely end of year thing. This is something that's going to be applicable no matter when you're listening to it. So, but as we are ending a year in our calendar and starting a new year in our calendar, there's a lot of self-reflection, a lot of, you know, looking back, seeing what worked, what didn't work, seeing what we want to change in this next calendar year, and kind of connecting, hopefully connecting a little bit more with ourselves. That part, connecting more with yourself, is who are you? Is asking yourself questions like, am I living the version of me that is the true version of me? Or am I living the version of me that's comfortable to other people, that are comfortable maybe more pleasing, more digestible to my coworkers, to my partner, to my best friend, to my family, but not really honest to myself, not really my authentic self. And you hear a lot, at least I feel like I hear a lot, about living your authentic self. And so what does that even mean, living your authentic self? Is being aligned with who you truly are and the expression of that in your reality, in how you express yourself, how you flow, how you are with all the different kinds of people in your life, but you're doing so being true and honest with who you are. The importance of this, if you're not authentic to yourself, then how do you know your values? How do you know what matters to you? How do you understand your boundaries? How do you understand your connection to the greater consciousness, to your higher source? How do you understand truly when you are aligned, when you feel like you're in flow, when you feel good in your body? How do you understand your inner world, which creates your outer world? If you are operating from these invisible masks that you present to others for their comfort, or sometimes for your own comfort. So let's set some grounding here to figure out, you know, if you are living true to yourself and in your authentic self, if the world gets to really see you and the majestic version that you are. And yeah, I know as I say that, it sounds, you know, like, oh, it would be really easy then to just be yourself. And honestly, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it really, really is not, because there's societal pressures or, you know, traditional expectations that are put on us, or we're self-protecting, or we're thinking that we're self-protecting by talking and acting and presenting a certain way so that others don't see who we really are, and somehow we think that's better for us. You know, in reality, it's a form of being dishonest to yourself, and eventually it gets to you, and eventually you just want to be yourself and wish so much that you could just be who you are. And the reality is that when you are not being authentic to yourself, it's going to show up. It's going to show up in various ways. And so I want to go through that list right now so that you can, you know, reflect on that and see, do you see some of this showing up in your life? Okay, so one of the ways is where you're discontent. So you're dissatisfied. You're not fulfilled in the various parts of your life, like your work, your relationships, your daily activities. There might be signs of misalignment. There's almost a discomfort in those. And it doesn't resonate 100% with you. So there's dissatisfaction, unfulfillment. You might find yourself kind of being emotionally drained, more stress than necessary, more anxiety that is disappropriate to the life challenges that come your way. You tend to be more reacting than responding. And it might suggest, you know, that you are living in conflict with your inner values, with your inner beliefs, which can lead to you feeling emotionally drained, just tired. A lot of times as energetically drained as well. Like if it can sometimes feel the same way. It might be that you're feeling it. Like you're feeling that, okay, I got to put on this persona. I have to talk a certain way. I have to act a certain way as a way to please others, you know, to be more, for them to be more in comfort, to conform. And you even notice yourself doing that. Or it might be that you have like a decrease in your passions or the things that used to excite you. They don't anymore. They're not as exciting. They don't bring you as much joy. They don't bring you as much excitement. And again, it might be a sign that you're disconnected between who you really are and the choices that you're making in life. And then like everything else, at one point, when we don't listen to the signs, our body will be the sign. And it might lead to having chronic pain or other physical illnesses, or your physical health doesn't feel the way it used to. You might be getting more headaches, having a harder time sleeping, maybe digestive issues, maybe additional rashes, like things that used to not be there are now showing up. Another sign is you are always having to seek external validation. So you need the praise or approval of others, the consent of others, the agreement of others. Like it's hard for you to just validate yourself. It's hard for you to even make decisions without needing to talk to other people. Like it just, things don't feel that clear. You're lacking clarity. And it makes a challenge, you know, it makes it challenging to align your decisions to your true nature because you're not actually living within your true nature. So there's that conflict and being able to even get clarity to be able to make a decision. And so again, you're reaching out to other people, you're needing validation from them, you're needing approval from them. You might also start to feel drained in your relationships and in your social circles. They feel draining as opposed to energizing. And it makes sense. You're showing up to them, putting a lot of extra energy because you can't just be authentic. So after those engagements, you're tired. You're just drained. You have to be someone you are not, and that is tiring. And then there's the disconnect from your intuition because you are in conflict with who you truly are, you're losing touch with your own inner guidance and with your own intuition. And there's that disconnect that starts to happen. And then you might also find yourself having a lot of negativity, a lot of negative patterns, a lot of negative thoughts. Like you're lacking in your personal growth and you feel stagnant, or you just feel like everything sucks. You know, like there's just a lot of negative patterns that are going on. And so some of those things are connected to that. It almost feels like a box. to be in a box and be another version of yourself and the outer world, as opposed to being truly yourself within. So how do you start to, you know, if you're sensing yourself in some of this, how do you start to break from that and maybe start making you the project and do some self-reflection? Because this coming year can be amazing in ways you've never known when you step out of that box and start to present who you really are. So I'm going to give you three different journal prompts. Now, I want you to just write these down now, you know, but not do them as I'm talking. You'll do them at a time when you're in silence, when you can be, you know, not disturbed, where you take a few deep breaths. Maybe play some inspirational music for yourself. I always like to have like sound bowls or meditation music, or do it in silence. And you can let the answers flow without editing yourself. Please do not edit yourself when you answer these. Let it just flow from the pen to the paper. Okay, so I'll give you them now, and then you can write them down, or just come back and re-listen to this so that you can go through these. Number one is, who am I at my core? Again, you would just let your pen start writing. You'll see the more you write, the more the answers start to get more and more real. You know, so just let them flow. Second, what brings me joy and fulfillment? What brings me joy and fulfillment? Don't try to write this in reflection of other people or what you think you enjoy doing with other people. This is in an ideal world. All things are possible. That's the scenario. What truly brings you joy? What truly brings you fulfillment? And then the third one is, what do I want to achieve in life? And don't hold yourself up to what others expect you to achieve in life, what your parents did, what your children expect, what your partner expects, what your work expect. No, this is, what do you want to achieve in life? And when you're writing these, you're just exploring your own thoughts and feelings. You're going to start to see things coming out, right? For a while, like let it really, when you're like, I think I'm done, is there more? And keep writing. And then another exploration that you'll do is figure out what matters to you. What are your values? What are the things that you feel are important? Honesty, family, is it adventure? Is it celebrating life? Is it luxury? And you've been afraid to say that? Like what are their values? What are the values that really matter to you? And then try to remember if there was a time in your life where you felt that you were completely aligned with your values. Maybe this was like a time you went away on vacation and finally you were by yourself, let's say, and you got to really just live in your values. You were in your in your joy, you know, because you were just doing something for yourself, or any other experience. I want you to try and find an experience, if there is one, where you felt like yourself and living in your values. And I want you to notice when you're doing this how you felt. What are some of the feelings that you were feeling? After you've done that, I want you to start making yourself even more the project, because we're trying to kind of dig out that version of you that's your true authentic self. So make a list of like, what are your activities that you like, or things that you want to pursue, things that you want to really be doing. Everything is, you have free time. People said, hey, you can do whatever you want. What would you be doing? Like, what are the things that interest you when you're free to do them? And then I want you to ask yourself, why? Why do I want to do these things? What do they make me feel? How do I feel that I can be aligned with my true version of who I am by doing these things? What would bring me joy about them? And then one thing that I also really recommend, and I've done it myself many times, is thinking about what are my strengths? What am I good at? Like, what are things that I do really good? You know, in a lot of our upbringings, we're kind of taught to not brag, you know, be humble, don't brag. And so sometimes, depending on the person, it can be uncomfortable to like admit, I'm really good at this, you know, and like say it out loud. This is what I'm really good at. Go ahead and brag. Go ahead and brag about yourself, to others if you want. And note, what are you good at? What are the things that you're like, I've got this? And then I want you to think about, what are the things that maybe I'm not the best at? Like, that's not my strength, you know? It's not my thing, you know? And that's not something that I shine in. Determine whether you want to learn, you know, to make it more of your strength, or whether you're okay with that. Because you are perfectly in your authentic self, and you're just like, that's not something that I am good at, and I'm okay with that. After you've done these exercises, I want you to start thinking about, of all the things that you wrote, how am I going to start showing up in these ways that I wrote down, where I started to discover who I really am? How am I going to start to show up in that way? It might be that you start talking differently. Maybe you start declining some activities so that you could go do and explore the activities that you wrote down that you would like to do. Maybe you find a way to speak how you truly do speak, even at work. For example, there's a member and a client of mine who is concerned that she's very silly and that she doesn't feel she can be silly at work. What if she explored that? What if you explored some of the things that you're like, I don't think I could be truly myself at work? What if you explore little bits where you could be? If that's bigger and more than you'd like to do right now, what if you found other ways to express yourself? Like through writing, through art, through impromptu classes, through hobbies that you take up within a community where you could truly be yourself. I would like you to consider setting some boundaries to protect your authentic self from the external pressures and demands of society or others around you. Learn to say no when necessary and prioritize yourself. Boundaries can really help you to maintain who you really are. I want you to really embrace personal growth as an ongoing process, a realization that we never arrive. We're always on that ongoing process of growth. Not growing is becoming stagnant, and becoming stagnant is detrimental to who we are. In our human experience, we are creators. We are meant to continuously be creating, and growing is the way to do so. I want you to start finding people where you could let go. Find people you can let go. And they accept you for that. They really like the real version of you. Find people like that. There are people like that. You know, sometimes the things that stop us from doing these are self-doubt. We can be our worst critic, thinking that if we peel off these layers of masks that we have, that we won't be accepted. But it's okay to let some people go so that you make space for the people that do accept you. Believe me, you'll gain back so much more energy, so much more contentment and fulfillment by being around those that accept you. They won't judge you. They won't criticize you. They'll like you for who you are, and you get to just be. It's freeing. Sometimes people are afraid of rejection. If I allow myself to be truly myself, is my partner still going to like me or love me the same way? But wouldn't it be better to be in a relationship where you can have all your energy back because you're not wearing masks anymore and you can be truly yourself and accepted? And this might be your partner. Allow them to see that version of you. I can tell you from experience that, yeah, this didn't happen overnight for me. It was a process. It was definitely a process where little by little, I just peeled off the masks so that I can be truly myself. I found the community where I could be accepted as myself. Relationships where I can be myself. And it is liberating to show up truly as who you are in all places. Think about the energy that you gain back. And that energy that you gain back feels like contentment, fulfillment, living in your purpose. And everyone has a purpose. And the only way to fulfill your purpose in this human experience is through being who you are, who you really are. Knowing that that version of you in this human experience, the more and more that you are growing, the more and more connected it is to its spirit self. And it keeps elevating, keeps growing, and keeps leveling up, keeps becoming better and better. And the people that are to be there with you will appear, will show up in your life. You are majestic. And if you're wearing masks, even if it's masks at work, but not at home, mask in no relationship, but not with your kids. As we're going into this new calendar year, what would the year be like? Feeling free, feeling energized, feeling liberated, feeling authentic, showing the world who you are. And knowing that this growing, beautiful self is majestic. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your thoughts. I welcome you to leave a 5-star review so that others can find the alchemy of the human experience. And as a way of that self-growth, I invite you to consider the unfolding You'll get immediate access to the past editions and guided meditations where you could truly make yourself the project and be in this beautiful personal growth. And to take it to the next level, join the waitlist for the mastermind. I was going to say the unfolding again. For the mastermind. And in the mastermind, we're going to be working in small groups and really bringing our goal into reality. You also will get a step-by-step blueprint where I organize all of these concepts and practical steps and give them to you. And you'll have access to them through the mastermind. It's going to be launching soon, and it is going to be capped as I'm keeping the first group of the mastermind a small group. And later we'll grow it a little bit more. But the first group is going to be that tight, united group who's bringing their goal into reality with accountability, with resources, with celebration. I hope to hear from you soon. Let me know your thoughts. You can reach out to me at any time. Be well.